Shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout it, Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet as we close our eyes. Let's put two hands to the Lord as we sing this song loud and clear.
Holy God, we are good. We are good.
Come on. To understand that you are here for a special session, and anything you are asked to do here today, do it with all your strength, all your might, and everything within you, because this is a destiny changing prayer meeting. So be highly focused today and listen carefully to what the Father will say to you personally. But a lot of things here this evening will depend on how we pray the four prayers I want you to pray now. It is good to pray now so that you don't come to pray later. So pray those prayers with all your strength, with all your might, with everything you need, so that the angels that are already gathered here to work here today will decide to start with you. Every unconscious marriage with poverty, can you say this with only anger? Die in the name of Jesus. Deal with your unconscious marriage. Masikaya Boshendera Bokosentuyaba. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. That's wonderful. Just continue like that. Say, my Father, make me enter into sweatless prosperity. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Make me enter into sweatless prosperity. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's continue. Raise your volume. My Father, use me to do good things in my family that nobody has done before. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray these prayers. Use me to do good things in my family that no one has ever done before. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could know the importance of this prayer you are praying now. You know, raise up your voices like fire and like thunder as you pray this one. My sorrow of profitless hard work, fall and rise no more. Can I hear the sister saying this? I want you to put your emphasis on the fall. Sisters, can I hear you again? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody together. In the name of Jesus, we must fall and rise no more.
Masete ya bokora basapaka. Riboko sampende kaya boshente ya bakara basanta ya ba. Na riboko sampende kaya boshente. My father of profitless hard work. Your time is up, your time is up. Fall and rise no more. Fall and rise no more. Fall and rise no more. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what is happening now. Wonderful God, we thank you for this evening. We praise your holy name because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the victory that was won on Calvary. We thank you because you are our nail in the showpiece. We thank you because you are the only one who can speak, and no power, personality, force, institution can contest your word. We give you praise. We are gathered at this important meeting tonight. Let there be no one who will be at this meeting. He will go home empty-handed. In the name of Jesus, minister to us by your power and open our understanding. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. And let's take a Bible, because we have many references to make before we now go into our closing prayers. I'm not sure whether we can finish all the prayers here tonight. If we can't, then we break it into two and continue another time. But let me say that this meeting is what you can call the wealth transfer agenda. This is just part one of that meeting. I will tell you when part two will come. This part one is to explain the principles to you. Then part two, we're going to practicalize it. I will explain to you how we do the part two later on. Anyway, let's look at a topic called the wealth transfer agenda. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Proverbs 13, 22. What an interesting verse. It says this: a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for you, for the just. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Note that scripture. If you go a little bit back in the book of Job, Job chapter 27, Job 27, I read from verse 13. Job 27:13. This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors, which they shall receive of the Almighty. If his children be multiplied, it is for the son, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. Though he heap up silver as the dust, and prepare raiment as the clay, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divine the silver. These are the words of God. They were not written there by Dr. Lukoya. They are the words of the living God. But has the Bible finished with this? No. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, Ecclesiastes 2, verse 26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. In the book of Isaiah chapter 61, the messianic prophet, let's see what he has to say. Isaiah chapter 61, Isaiah 61, verse 5 and 6. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, And the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. And then the last scripture I want to read for now is Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. Very short scripture, very powerful scripture. Haggai 2:8. Bible says, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Saith the Lord of hosts. Why are we carrying out this kind of program at this time? It's for 10 reasons that we have to carry out this wealth transfer agenda. Number one is to recover the lost sweat of your ancestors. If some of us can just possess 1/4 of what our ancestors have lost, we will feed the whole nation. Many of them died as paupers when they should be rich. Many were serving ragged familiar spirits, and therefore, instead of being rich, they were poor. Many of them formed covenants with evil spirits to be poor, thereby burying the wealth of their own family. If we can just get that, 1/4 will feed nations. Many years ago, there was this brother. He did school certificate when school certificate was school certificate. It's not now that you can buy the question paper from those who sell akara at Sabo. He did 7 subjects, he had 7 A's. He did A levels, he had 3 A's. He went abroad, he had first class in economics. He came back to Nigeria. Those were the days when, before you leave university campus, employers will have come to employ you before you even pass out. And immediately you start work, they give you either a B2 or a Peugeot car. That time, the B2 was around 2,500 naira. I remember it very well because my own downfall was 5,500. The downfall is still at the back of that place. Amen. Those were those days. This man with the first class came back to Nigeria and for 2 years was roaming around the streets. No work, nothing. He roam around. He will walk about in the day, look for advertisements. If the advertisement or something will come in, do you want somebody here? This was a time when somebody who came out of the university with top class will get a job before he leaves the campus. One day, as he was roaming around the street, he saw the banner of a crusade. Revival, revival, revival. The blind will see, the lame will walk. So since he had nothing doing, he went inside. He used to go to an Orthodox church where their pastor read a sermon from a notebook. When he got to this crusade, the man began to preach. He had never had that kind of preaching before in his life. The man was talking about the third man, the fourth man in the fire. How you could be inside your fire now that the fourth man will bring you out. He listened carefully. When the man also began to pray, oh my God, he prayed like no man's business. As he was praying the prayer for the first time in his life, God opened his eyes and he saw a man dressed in white. The man said, I'm an angel of the living God. Follow me. And he followed the angel. Everybody was praying. This was what he was seeing. He followed the angel. The angel led him to the burial ground. The angel led him to the grave of somebody, and the angels slapped the grave. He said, Victoria, come out. And the woman came out. And the angel said, okay, what you are stealing from me, return it. And the woman looked confused. Say, I buried it here, but I don't know where it is again. The angel said, I'm waiting for you to find it. She began to look. Very soon she dug out something from the soil. It was in the form of a wedding present with sand all over it. The angel said, give it back to him. And this brother collected it
He was a very brilliant man. So he asked questions. Say, sorry, sir. You have introduced yourself that you are an angel of the living God. But who is this woman? Then they said, that's your grandmother. And the brother said, but I don't know her. She died before I was born. Then they said, yes. She died before you were born. But this your virtue was stolen when you were 6 months in your mother's womb. And she buried it in the ground. So that's what you have collected back now. It was at that level they said, in Jesus' name we pray. All other prayer points you could not pray again. He was too struck with wonder. The next morning, he wanted to start walking the streets again. As he stepped out, somebody parked the car beside him and called his name. Say, what are you doing? Where are you walking? Walk. This person who drove a big car and parked by his side was the fellow who used to score zero in their mathematics class in secondary school. And he was the one who used to teach him. The devil is a wicked devil indeed. So the person said, you don't have a job? He said, I'm sure you are pulling my legs. He said, there is no job. I've been roaming around in this country for 2 years. It's okay. Enter into the car. I took it to our general manager. He took him there. And when he showed his papers, as the man was opening it, he said, okay. When do you want to start work? He said, now. It's okay, fine. What kind of car do you want? What kind of house do you want? So, in a single day, he got a job, got a car, got a house. Why? Because his virtues that had been buried before he was born was recovered. If it was never recovered that day, he will die without it. His children will not know that there was a virtue of their daddy that somebody has buried. Close your eyes now, beloved. Every virtue of my life, buried by household wickedness, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. It is important for you to pray now. Masetekaya Boshende Rabasanta. Yakaya Boshende Rabasandia. Something is up over there. That's right. Yes. Continue. Yeah, it's happening. Continue. Maria Bocopora Bocentera Bocora Bocentera. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. All eyes closed. Some operations are taking place. They're digging out. Thank you, Jesus. Our excellent is a name. I'm excellent.
Lord, has anointed me with the oil of goodness upon my head. Therefore, Lord, God has anointed me with the oil of goodness upon my head.
Let's go on a little bit further. So the first objective of this meeting is to collect back the lost sweat of our ancestors. Two, is to withdraw the wealth of the godless into our pocket. From the scriptures you've read, you know that that is what God desires. The ungodly, the sinners, they should work very hard and accumulate what they want to accumulate, only to transfer it to the righteous. So, in a sense, they become our slaves. Three, is to reap where unbelievers have labored. All I'm saying tonight will be very strange to some people. But if you understand the principle, you'll be amazed at what will happen to your life. Jesus said, other men have sown and you have reaped. John 4:38. Four, is to acquire the silver and gold stored up by the unrighteous. That's why we're here. Five, is to receive triple, double, or more promotions. Six, is to take back sevenfold what the enemy has stolen. The Bible says if a thief is caught in stealing, he should return what he has stolen sevenfold. Take back sevenfold what the enemy has stolen. Seven, is to win scholarships from foreign or distant lands. You win scholarship from foreign or distant lands. If not for this kind of scholarship, maybe me talking to you today will not even have a PhD. Because my daddy suddenly could not afford it. He could not even afford the etiquette, let alone school fees. There are people here who need to key in into the anointing of these scholarships and get sponsored from foreign lands. If that is the desire of your heart, it is good for you to pray really, really hard today. Win scholarships. Use their money that you do not work for. It's to buy off materials acquired by the ungodly. You will spend their money to buy it at an expensive price, then they sell it to you cheaply. That's what they call wealth transfer. Now, is to get for less what the ungodly got for more. And ten, which I know is the desire of the heart of many people here tonight, is to develop your business to the level that it will swallow up ungodly businesses. Many years ago, we did a small program like this, not in this magnitude. There was a woman that used to come here in those days. She's probably still here now. She sells rice in a primary school. Then she noticed that, you know, those children, the children have their own anointing to go to where they want to go to. So she noticed that when these children go on break, it's as if one power diverts them away from her own stand. And they go and start buying from others. Every day this woman will bring a big bowl of cooked rice back home. And the children were complaining, "Mommy, why is it that we're eating rice?" She couldn't tell her, "It's because we have to eat this one that we did not sell." She came to this kind of program in those days. And after praying some prophetic prayers, by the next week, things have changed. It was as if somebody diverted all the children now back. They will now form a long queue at her front, and others will be empty. And they say, "Come here, come here, come on, by here." The children will say, "No, this is where we're going." Our business swallowed up the other businesses. After some time, the other seller stopped coming. So she distributed her people to be selling trout. From the scriptures we've read, it is clear that it is the will of God to give us the riches of the Gentiles. It is clear that we must now take position to take charge of the wealth of the nations.
It is now clear that the sinners are just laying up their riches for us to take over. It is true that Satan took over the riches of the world and is just diverting it and directing it to make his own people rich. But God promises us that he will divert the wealth of the wicked to us. In Genesis 13, Abraham received the wealth of the wicked. In Genesis 47, Joseph received the wealth of the wicked. In 2 Chronicles 20, Israel received the wealth of the wicked. There is a prophecy that I must make very clear to you this particular year. God is planning a massive wealth transfer from the wicked to his children. A lot of foolish rich men will lose their money. So God wants you to position yourself properly if you want wealth transfer from them. You must be properly positioned so that when you get that wealth, you too will not lose it. Perhaps you are here tonight and the kind of stove you are using to cook take 3 hours to cook rice. You should pray for a wealth transfer. You should pray that when good things come into your hand, it should not go out again. I want you to understand this very well. Whether you are rich or poor does not determine whether you go to hellfire or you don't go to hellfire. You can be rich and go to hellfire. You can be poor and go to hellfire. It is not a sin for believers to have money, but it's a sin for the money to have you, and it's the one controlling you. We need to do some serious praying, because as far as God is concerned now, what is to make each of us prosper is already around. The ball is in your court to get it transferred. Even if you are now not interested in transferring, at least you can recover the ones your own ancestors have lost. So what I'm saying tonight is this: supernatural abundance is your covenant light. They say it's one thing not to have enough. That's what they call poverty. It's another thing to have just enough. That's another level. Just enough. That's a poverty. It's another thing to have more than enough. That one is good. But it's another thing to have overflowing. That overflowing abundance is your covenant right. At the end of the day, by the time you read your Bible and you start praying and you begin to study the operations of God, you find that poverty is really a byproduct of ignorance. You cannot rise above the level of information made available to you. Progress, increase, and prosperity, they are impossible without a change in you. That change is when you apply your information to your situation. And this is why we are gathered here tonight. It takes wealth in one form or the other to do anything here on earth. The clothes you are wearing, now you bought them or somebody gave them to you. It took wealth to buy it. It is God's pleasure to bless his people. God our Father wants us to be blessed. They say Abraham's blessing are mine. The blessing that God gave to Abraham is so much that it was overflowing. The children of darkness understand that when they control money, they control people. So they devise so many methods to obtain money. And because of this, it will appear sometimes as if major part of money is in their hand. One day like this, I was in our church in London. And at the airport, I saw a magazine. The magazine said, 1,000 richest British people. I bought a copy. The reason I bought a copy is because I was going to see whether I can find somebody's name there who is born again. I couldn't find any. It's a terrible challenge. The children of darkness have perfected the way of capturing the wealth. But as far as the Bible is concerned, it doesn't matter. If you want to accumulate, start accumulating. But when you are finished, it is diverted to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I've shared this with you before. Let me share it again here tonight. The church I was going to many years, that church, we lived in poverty. Nobody has a car. The closest we had to a car was a rally bicycle that somebody brings to church. Amen. There was one Igbo man who comes to our service. His name is Brother Amos. Brother Amos is a mystery even to me. He doesn't understand Yoruba. And in that church, the only thing we don't do in Yoruba is bridging in and out. Any other thing is done in Yoruba, including the drumming.
I was very poor. But animals will come and sit with us. He doesn't understand one word of his sermon. He prays worship is in Yoruba, he doesn't even understand God himself. But anytime the prayer starts, immediately the man calls the prayer point. But animals will bend down to you.
What did they talk?
And immediately somebody tells him, hey, when he will begin to pray, he will start sweating. When they say in Jesus' name we pray, if you still hear somebody shouting, it's the brother must. Sometimes we have to say that we have changed the prayer point, it's okay, let's go to the next one. He never goes home without sweating.
One night, when I almost got home, he prayed as usual. After prayer, he slept.
By the morning, God woke him up. And said, Amos, look under your pillow. He took the pillow up. Under that pillow was a dead, red-headed lizard. And the Lord said, this lizard was introduced into your head when you were a baby. It is the spirit of poverty. So, but I've removed it from your life today. And he said, you see, your own wealth was stolen by the person who put the lizard there. You have gotten your wealth back now. So I just showed you this lizard so you can thank me. By the next Sunday, Brother Amos, who didn't understand Yoruba preaching, who didn't know the songs we were singing, for the first time in the history of our church, Brother Amos drove to church in the Mercedes-Benz. For many people could not concentrate on the service that morning. He had prayed his way to transfer wealth back. Oh. Can you close your eyes, brother?
Every wife stolen from me when I was a baby, I repossess you by fire in the name of Jesus. Repossess it, repossess it in the name of Jesus. Yes. Masete kaya bo shendera bo kopora bo senta. Ribo sepende kaya bo shente yaba. Repossess it, repossess it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. And so many things happen here tonight. Let's sit down and continue a little bit.
Because the enemy wants to control money, they have devised many satanic methods for obtaining money.
Lying,
voodoo, juju, cheating, stealing, prophetic, charismatic manipulation of people, fake products. Because I know a friend who bought Bonvita before, and when he opened it, what he found is I was sand. Fake products, deception, armed robbery, manipulation, prostitution, gambling, academic stealing, pulling down others to get ahead, inflating prices of commodities, hoarding materials, over-invoicing, satanic stealing of virtues, birthright transfers, brain exchange, terminal elimination of competitors, spoiling and pulling down competing services or products.
Tonight we must decree that every way that the enemy has swallowed, they must be vomited.
So the enemy does not like wealth to be outside his kingdom, because he knows that when money is in the right hand, it will be used against him. If the enemy cannot transfer the wealth of somebody, he will steal it. If he cannot steal it, he will plan to destroy it. The enemy uses something we call the arrow of wealth destruction against many people. Many of these arrows have entered into the bodies and lives and destiny of believers. We need to pray them out of our lives. Debt, wrong investment, failure at the age of breakthrough, poor patronage, profit starvation, witchcraft hanging. They will hang all the money the person is about to make on the tree somewhere. Satanic business partners, You are working together with a partner. You are bringing your own tithe to church. He is taking his own tithe to the herbalist. God cannot, you cannot use your business to bless whom God has cursed. The Bible says, say ye to the wicked, it shall be ill with him. That's what the Bible says. Tithe evasion. Many of you here are not paying your tithes correctly. You are just taking a key and shutting the windows of heaven. They say, ah, it's too big to pay, it's too big to pay. But when you were crying for breakthrough, it was not too big to cry for. So these are things we should sort out if you want a wealth transfer. If an ordinary 1/10 that God wants, you are not giving it to him. If you are taking what belongs to God and adding it to your own, then he will withdraw the rest from you. That's the principle. And when it begins to happen, start going for deliverance. Don't waste time. Go and pay your tithe. You start a company, no tithe. You pay the tithe, it's not correct. And then trouble. The windows are not open. It's a strategy of, it's an arrow of wealth destruction. Pocket with holes. It's an arrow of wealth destruction. Sponsoring abortions. Put down your money to go and kill somebody to abort. It's a strategy for wealth destruction. Gambling. Alcoholism. Sleep and slumber. Bribery. Laziness. Wrong attitude to money. Vagabond spirits. All these are terrible things. Very, very terrible things. Some will say, well, I don't know, if I pay my money, I don't know what they are going to do with it. They will steal it. If I give it to the church, these pastors, they are thieves, they will steal it. But don't worry, if you think that all the pastors are thieves, then find out the address of God and take the money there. But make sure you give it to him. If you cannot trust his representatives. Vagabond spirits, strange money, arrows of infirmity, these are wealth destroyers. Territorial bondage, move your business into a territory and it goes down. Evil transfer of blessings, wandering stars, examination failures, the curse of covenant of poverty. All these are arrows of wealth destruction. Satanic reallocation of wealth or activities of devourers. Wealth in the wrong hands. All the get rich quickly syndrome. All these are arrows of wealth destruction. People with dark powers have over the years perfected the technique of virtue transfer and spiritual summoning and stealing things from people. But we have a greater power. Jesus fed 5,000 with nothing. Jesus changed water to wine. Jesus put money in the mouth of a fish. Elijah multiplied by the power of God with food of the widow. Elisha did the same thing. The great apostle Babalola, when he was still alive, he had many buildings that he bought from the owners. The owners abandoned the building. Some would build fantastic houses, they would move in, and the first night they move in. And this funny place would be making sound. And they run out. He said, "Man of God, I can't live there again. Take it, take it." And he will buy it at cheap price. That's what we call wealth transfer. Wealth transfer. Many years ago, we went to pray for with somebody who built a building. I have never seen a thing like it before. He said there was sound inside the roof. And we got there, we were hearing the sound. But anytime we started prayer, there'd be silence. Immediately we keep quiet. And I said, you know, I said, bring a stick. So we may have to spoil this roof a little bit. Is there no point? Just do anything you want to do. So we bang the roof up, the ceiling there. It broke. Then through that opening, push a mountain oil inside. My goodness. We just said, wah, on the floor. Large typhoon. Everybody ran away. Everybody, including myself. Amen. By the time we came back into the building, there was not one python, there were five all over the place. As we began to sprinkle the oil on them, they were becoming tired and tired and tired until they could be killed. All five killed, burnt. And I said, we started doing praise worship and we took our Bibles. But we noticed that the man was following us. I said, go back home and sleep. No, sir. I am not going to stay in that place again.
Amen. If we had money at that time, which we could pray, but we were poor. So nobody could buy it. He left the soldiers off cheap price. As a wealth transfer that we missed. This person bought 3 buses. And all 3 had accidents. Then he sold all the 3 buses also to a Christian at a different price. Wealth transfer. Our Father owns the earth. And we cannot live as a pauper when our fathers own the land. What is the strategy for wealth transfer? Number 1. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you are not sure of your salvation, you are not sure that you are born again, first of all, ensure that your name is in the book of life. So that, because if you have wealth, even as a righteous man, and you are not using it well, the Bible says it will be transferred back to unbelievers again. Seek ye first the kingdom. 2. You must live a holy life. Your life must be clean enough for God to trust you. 3. You must attack what the Bible called the gates of hell. The gates of hell are those things which keep people away from life as God meant it for them. They lock up people's destinies. But thank God for the Bible says the gate of hell shall not prevail against the church of God. 4. Get spiritual information about what you should do. Don't just start doing anything without prayer. Get information necessary on what you want to do. Don't run into a business because other people are running there. 5. Pray to discover your own destiny so that you know the kind of thing you should do that will make your destiny work. 6. Change your offering. Sow seed sacrificially. Change your offering. Listen to me very carefully, brother. Every offering you give has a voice. It speaks. It was the offering of Abel that spoke to God. Offering of Cain too spoke to God. Your offering has a voice. It speaks. When David was in trouble with God and God was destroying the people, it was the prophet who taught David what to do. He said, go and give a desperate sacrificial offering. And he did. You must sow your seed sacrificially. If you eat your seed, there will be no harvest. What are we trying to tell you? To unlock your finances, God will always ask you to give something that he will multiply. And he will demand for the best from you like Abraham. No matter how small your income is, you must tithe. You must give the offering. It's very easy to know pastors who don't pay their tithes. Because the enemy will be attacking them here and there. To unlock your finances, you must become a giver. Prosperity is impossible without a seed. And that prosperity will only answer to the input you put there. So if you are having asking for one secret of prosperity, is sowing seeds sacrificially. Sacrificially. Praise the Lord. Sacrificially, and in a way that your left hand does not know what your right hand is doing. All day I want 20 people to give me $10,000. I will come forward. There is no profit whatsoever. It's just display. When Jesus said, let not your left hand know what your right hand is doing. 7. You must pay your tithes correctly. If you pay, there will be great blessing, great harvest. There will be open heavens. And great good will come upon you. If you don't pay it, or you are borrowing it, it's a reverse. You say, ah, let me quickly take the money. Let me go and buy something in London. Let me go and buy something in Dubai. I will pay it back. That thing you will bring will have problems. Because you have added God's portion to your portion, so it takes it away from you. The principle is straightforward. Eve wanted the knowledge that she did not need. God gave her the garden, but not the tree. When Eve now took the tree, God took his garden. That's all. When he said, give me your tithe. Don't give him the tithe. Then he takes the wealth. That's what is happening to many people. And they can be very sad. Many of us need to repent from this kind of wickedness we are doing to ourselves. 8.
You must engage in prophetic praying
for financial breakthrough.
Prophetic praying is calling forth those things that be not as if they are. Prophetic praying is praying poverty destroying prayers. You pray wealth releasing prayers. You pray poverty into the territory of the enemy. You withdraw virtues from their camp. You derobe their rich ones and capture their staff of bread. You pray the servants back to Threken, and you pray your prince back on the earth. You pray wealth transfer prayers.
The kind of prayers we have to pray, which are about 40 number, that's why I say we cannot cover them here today.
Number nine, you work hard. There is no room for laziness in the kingdom of God. Work hard. Work very, very hard. 10. Know the enemies of prosperity and avoid them. Avoid them. Don't allow them to capture you. 11. When you want to invest, invest prayerfully and wisely. Invest prayerfully and wisely. 12. Strive as much as possible never to be a borrower or a debtor. Debt is a destroyer. It does terrible things to your destiny. Tonight, we have prayers to pray. Many of us are played into the hands of the enemy and we don't know what to do. We are so confused. Many have broadcasted themselves to the enemy. The enemy has disgraced them. Reminds me about my own life here. When I was about to take my school certificate examination, one day I was just passing by and somebody said, Daniel, come and help us to remove this 5-pound from the fire. And I went there. I was not sleeping. I did not touch the 5-pound. I was watching it. All of a sudden, I saw the oil inside the 5-pound become a ball of fire. It rose up. I couldn't run. I was transfixed to the spot. The ball of fire changed direction to my direction. I still could not move. Bam! It landed on my leg. The leg began to roast. Three men were there. Instead of them to take action, they were arguing. The first man said, let us pour ice water. Second one said, let us put eggs. The third one said, let us put ogi. So they were arguing, ogi, ice water, egg, ogi, ice water, egg. While my leg was roasting. So I started begging them, take a decision. Eventually they put ice water. But not until the leg was badly roasted. So here was I. The leg was swollen. I couldn't wear shoes to school. And it was very painful. Then I resumed in school with one leg on the floor, one leg in the shoe. All of a sudden, the master who was supposed to ask us to go inside after break brought whip. I was chasing people. I tried to run. I fell down. And I broke my hand again. So I had POP in one hand and a roasted leg. I was on the bed. And the voice of God came to me. I said, son, if you don't start praying, they will just kill you. Don't you see that it's your exam they don't want you to take? It was on that bed I began to learn spiritual warfare. By the time I left university, I understood the battle I was fighting very well. When I got a scholarship to go abroad, I was living in a big house with many tenants. I didn't tell anybody. I've gotten the scholarship for 1 year. I got my air ticket 6 months. I got the visa 6 months and kept it. The day I was going away, they just saw me that day carrying a box and I was going out. So Daniel, where are you going? I said, I'm traveling. I said, to where? I said, to the UK. I said, is it today they just called you to come? I said, no. You didn't tell anybody. I said, I'm sorry. Nobody could bath. Nobody could dress. Nobody could follow me. That's why I ran away. If I had told them, I'm here, I'm not going anywhere. Rise up to your feet, beloved. All eyes closed. The first prayer you need to pray, which is very important, when we talk about things like this, the first prayer point is this. You open your mouth louder than anyone here. Oh, I was over my prosperity. Jesus. Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
prayer is about to start.
Angels of poverty, clear the way from the gate of my breakthrough.
Can I hear the sister saying this? Amen. Shout it louder than this. Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody together. In the name of Jesus. Command the angel of poverty to clear away from the gates of your breakthrough. They must clear away, they must clear away, they must clear away. In Jesus' name we pray.
Say, oh wife, jump out of the habitation of the wicked and look at me now. In the name of Jesus, jump out.
Something is happening, something is happening.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Say, you children of darkness, continue to labor. At the end of your labor, transfer the wealth to me. You children of darkness, continue to labor. At the end of your labor, transfer the wealth to me. In the name of Jesus. Declare it in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
This is the prayer so many people's destinies have been waiting for.
Say, I eat the sweat of my enemies. By the power in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Say, angels of the living God, pursue right into my hands. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Now with authority in your voice. Serious authority in your voice.
Any power that wants me to die as a pauper.
Can you say this with any anger? Can you shout it louder than anyone around?
You are a liar! Bah! In the name of Jesus! Yes, yes, yes! My support of upon the center! Yes! Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes! In Jesus!
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us share the grace and fellowship.